Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday morning to all you fine folks out there watching on MILB TV and Bally Live. That's a look at hazy Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida. Set of today's FSL game between the homestanding Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, or the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today, we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 11:10 a.m. Welcome to the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Welcome to Camp Day. It's our annual day here at Clover Park, where we have a bunch of summer camps come in before school starts up again. So it's going to be loud and noisy as all these kids invade Clover Park, at least for a few innings, and then they'll all bus back to their camps around the Treasure Coast. So it's not going to be full for the entirety of the game, but Jake will enjoy it while they're here.
Absolutely. Should be fun with all those kids giving it some energy to the ballpark. And listen, for the Mets today, trying to bounce back after a tough loss yesterday. They've played really good baseball when it comes to the offense. They've had some good pitching. Just need to clean up those errors. And if they can do that, should have a really good shot at getting a win today.
Yeah, Mets have lost six out of their last seven, including four in a row, all four games out of the All-Star break, largely in part due to their porous defense. They've made 12 errors in the four game coming out of the All-Star break, including four last night that led to three unearned runs. And the Mets only lost by a score of 4-3. They were right in that game. They fought back hard to tie it and then basically gave up a free run to Palm Beach in the sixth inning. And this Palm Beach pitching staff, really good. The offense for Palm Beach, really good. Palm Beach is a good team. They're the best team overall in this FSL East. They're the best team in the second half in the FSL East. Just can't keep giving them extra outs, which the Mets did last night. So they'll look to turn it around today as we have a quick turnaround. Last night's game ended around 8:35, and today we're going to get going at 11:10 a.m. It's partly cloudy, very warm, very muggy, but dry right now. We hopefully can play nine uninterrupted innings and beat that late afternoon Florida rain. Going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll have a look around the Florida State League, a look around the Mets organization. Fun win last night for the Mets up in the Bronx, and that should lead us close to first pitch on this Wednesday morning.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucimets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's a warm day, so the umpire is going with the baby blue jerseys, not the black. Good on them. That's Drew Buffelli. He will be the home plate umpire, relaying the ball strikes on that right earpiece. In the ABS system, Josh Runge is the base umpire. These two guys are new to the Florida State League. Mets come into today's game with an 8-17 second half record. They are also 30-61 overall, which is lowest in the FSL and also second worst in minor league baseball, only better than Chattanooga, the AA Reds affiliate, which those guys 2 years ago were in Daytona, and that was not a good Daytona team. Palm Beach, meanwhile, 52-37 overall, best record overall in the FSL East, and also 15-8 in the second half, which is half game better than Daytona. Daytona 14-8, Jupiter 12-13 in the second half, four games back. Then the Mets are now eight games back in the second half. That is a second half high. So it looks like it's going to be a two-team race between Palm Beach and Daytona in the second half. But if Palm Beach wins, the second half, the next best team would go to the playoffs. That right now is Jupiter by a game and a half ahead of Daytona. So really three teams involved in the playoff race in the second half. Unfortunately, the Mets, the lone team, not really in it. Over in the West Division, Lakeland still has the best record overall, but not in playoff position. Fort Myers is 16-7, leading the East-West by 2.5 games over Lakeland. Clearwater, which is 7-17 in the second half, did win the first half. Other games in the Florida State League today, we're the only morning game. Clearwater is at Tampa at 4 o'clock. That's a doubleheader. They were rained out at Steinmeier Field yesterday. Tampa's won a league-best 5 straight games. Daytona at Jupiter at 6:30. Fort Myers at Dunedin at 6:30. Lakeland at Bradenton at 6:30. What you see there on your screen is games from last night in the Mets organization. Big win for the Amazons up in the Bronx yesterday on that quick turnaround from Miami the night before. Jeff McNeil, 2-run home run. Somehow, Mets relief corps did not allow the Yankees to score in the final 3 innings, nursing that 1-run lead. Jake Diekman, how about that? Huge strikeout of Aaron Judge for the second out in the 9th inning. Syracuse continues to play well, but lost last night in extra innings at Buffalo, snapping their 3-game winning streak. Binghamton on the road, lost last night at Richmond. They're at Richmond today at noon. And Brooklyn won last night. Chris Suero drove in 2 runs. Brooklyn plays at noon. Also, Syracuse at 1, so the Mets' full-season affiliates are all playing day baseball today. And the Mets are taking the field here at Clover Park. Saul Garcia. And the rest of the Mets running out in their alternate orange jerseys. The Mets have favored these jerseys for over a week now. That's all they've worn since coming out of the All-Star break, but they are 0-4 in these duds. We will pause now for the national anthem and then come back with first pitch. With that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. They are meeting for the 14th of their 24 scheduled games this season. Today, game 2 of a 6-game series at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the current series 1-0 after their 4-3 win on Tuesday. Cardinals lead the season series 9-4 with a +23 run differential. That is Mets starting pitcher Saul Garcia, who will be making his 17th appearance of the year. And his 8th start with St. Lucie, a 1-6 record, a 6.02 ERA. Though the last time he pitched against Palm Beach, logged a lot of pitches, but shut out the Cardinals for 3 2/3 and 2 hits back on June 27th. Mets won the game. As for the defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for the Mets, going from left to right, it's Willie Fañez, A.J. Ewing, and Jairo Cuevas in right. And then on the infield, from third to first, it's Boston Barrow, Colin Houck, Kevin Villavicencio, and Sterling Mercado at first. And your battery is Saul Garcia and Jose Hernandez catching behind the plate.
Some minor changes for the Palm Beach lineup after last night's victory for the Cardinals. Trey Page is going to lead off and play third base. Jose Cordova up in the lineup, had a big double yesterday, bat second. Chase Davis stays at the third spot, first round pick out of the University of Arizona last year. Cade Kretschmar remains the cleanup hitter on yellow, Encarnacion fifth. Ross Friedrich sixth. Braden Joubert gets his first start of the series. So does Alejandro Loaiza, the catcher. And Lisandro Espinosa bats ninth for the second straight day. And we're just about set here at Clover Park. This will be Saul Garcia's second appearance post-All-Star break. Got the start on Friday against Jupiter. And pitching four innings, two runs, no earned. Sound familiar? 3 2/3 innings pitched. He not factored in the decision. Mets actually fell behind early, came back, and led that game until the ninth inning. Walk-off win in 10 for Jupiter. Trey Page and the Cardinals sticking with the road gray jerseys. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli signals for the first pitch. It's on the way. It's a fastball for strike one, and we're underway. First pitch, 11-11. It's 91 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 0-1 pitch to Page is fouled away. Jake, after our on-time start yesterday, you knew it was asking a lot to go back-to-back.
But we were close. One minute
off, not too shabby. At least they remember the rosin bag this time.
Almost cost us our on-time start yesterday.
Good thing Bill went with the Apple Watch and not the scoreboard. 0-2 on Page, who started yesterday with the ground out. As this one away, Garcia's going to be mainly a fastball guy, fastball slider. Got a big horizontal breaking slider in the high 70s. Low to mid-90s fastball. 0-2 pitch, missed to 81. He has shown a changeup more recently, but uses it very sparingly. A 1-2, slider inside, two balls, two strikes. Probably hear a lot of high-pitched screaming. The kiddos down below, they sit right up under the booth, two stories down in the shade. Fastball cut on and fouled away, and Page putting up a good fight here. Page had a solid day yesterday. He went 1-for-3, did get on base three times, out of five from the leadoff spot. Player the Mets have seen a lot of this season. 2-2 pitch, and guess what? Another foul ball.
Well, maybe early in the morning, but both these guys already ready to go, locked in the battle right now. We'll see if Garcia can get Page to chase one out of the zone.
These two teams playing for the 14th time. This is the 11th game that Page has participated in. He's batting 306 against the Mets. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming right here to start the game. And it's a sharp ground ball backhanded out there by Houck. Bad throw, and Mercado can't scoop it. And on the first play of the game, we already have another.
Well, that's been the number one issue for the Mets over these last couple of games is errors. We talked about the four that they had in yesterday's game. And you really don't want to start one off on the first batter of the game.
That's an easy one for Aoki. We've seen this as well, Jake, that the Mets seem to make the difficult part of the play, which I thought right there was the bounce, and then just an easy, everyday throw. It's not even close. And you got Mercado at first base. He's been banged up, hasn't played a lot recently. And, you know, it's a guy you got to kind of hit in the chest right now since he's been out of the loop. There's Cordova taking a strike. So we'll see if the Mets can work around that. They really were unable to work around most of their errors last night. Made a fourth one late, and did get through that. Here's a ground ball. Barrow's going to stab it. Throw to second for one. Throw to first. That's going to be picked in time. Double play. Error erased. Five, four, three. Barrow and Villavicencio, the tag team there.
Well, and there you go. There's the Mets defense that we know they can have. Pick up a really nice double play, very cleanly done. Get two outs, and it erases that error. So we'll see if they can continue this defense on for the rest of the game now.
So no harm, no foul with the error. It's good to see that the Mets can overcome that. And here's Chase Davis, first-round pick out of University of Arizona last year, coming up on the anniversary of his pro debut with the Cardinals here at Clover Park. All quiet right now on that front for Palm Beach and St. Louis Cardinals with the draft picks. All quiet. For how long, though, as this pitch is low? Meanwhile, Joe DiMeo does a great job tracking draft players for the Mets. Follow him on Twitter. He's reporting that only four Mets draft picks remain unsigned, and a couple could be coming down the pipe very soon, including Carson Benj, the first rounder out of Oklahoma State. So it's getting awfully close to completing signing their draft class. We saw a lot of those guys last night. If you watched the broadcast, we showed them there watching the game in the suite. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss by Davis. It's two balls and two strikes. There's the campers today, sitting in the upper levels in the shade from the big overhanging roof. Welcome to Clover Park. 2-2 pitch is fluttered foul into the stands. Davis yesterday, quiet day, 1-for-5. Single and one run scored. Two-two pitch, just missed. ABS calling all the pitches today. A couple of pitches last night we thought were good, ABS didn't like, and a couple that appeared off that ABS did like. Full count on Davis. And he stays alive. And for Sal Garcia, he's had a couple of tough at-bats. But the double play has him on the verge of getting out of the inning. Only three batters faced and a pitch count that's in good shape. 17 right now.
Well, Palm Beach certainly hasn't made it easy on him. Did get the double play, but second batter now that has fought and had a long sequence.
3-2. Strike three. ABS liked this one. Garcia just does get it in there at the knees on the inside corner. Davis down looking. Good start for Sal Garcia. Overcomes the error with the double play ball and caps the inning with a strikeout. When we come back, the Mets will swing the sticks for the first time today. Back here at Clover Park, you're looking at Jose Davila, who's coming off one of the best starts turned in by a Florida State League pitcher this year. On July 12th, a couple days before the All-Star break, he mowed through Clearwater at home, seven shutout innings with three hits, one walk, and 12 strikeouts. But he did not win FSL Pitcher of the Week. But he is one of the pitchers that the Mets have actually gotten to this year. His track record against St. Lucie, not that good. Here's the Mets lineup. It'll be Boston Barrow to lead it off at his nine-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. Ronald Hernandez bats second, A.J. Ewing third. Mercado, welcome him back to the lineup. Halcon Cuevas, Vicencio Fañez, and Jose Hernandez rounded out. Jacob Reimer down today on the rehab assignment. DeAndre Smith back to Brooklyn and Drew Gilbert back up to Syracuse. So the Mets just left with Reimer. Again, off today after playing yesterday. Here's a strike delivered to Barrow. Despite going 0-for-4 last night, did drive in a run on a ground out and was on deck when the game ended. So one batter short of trying to extend that hit streak to 10. And right away, he starts a new hit streak. It's a solid knock into right field. He's had a huge July. Going to be in the Player of the Month contention, we think. In the league, came in hitting 345 with a 409 on base, 823 OPS this month. Those numbers will uptick for the moment. So Jesus Baez remains the only St. Lucie Met to reach double digits in the hit streak. And Chris Suero and Boston Barrow ended theirs at 9. Jesus got to 17. Now Ronald Hernandez, another player who's having a good month. Been a good 3 months now as he takes a called strike from Davila. And yesterday, Ronald, in a rare 0 for 4 days. Mets offense came into this series red hot, 56 hits in their prior 4 games, but only 6 singles last night. As this ball is dribbled foul. And you can't hit like the 1927 Yankees every game. try as you might.
We'd love to do it, but unfortunately, it's not going to happen. Well, the Mets' offense over the last couple of days only scored 3 runs yesterday. Has been really good.
Davila serves this pitch into left field on the move as Kretschmar will make the play. Hernandez retired and Barrow back to first. Speaking of Davila, his starts against St. Lucie this year, both at Roger Dean on May 17th, 7 hits and 4 runs in 4 innings. And then on June 28th, he pitched 2 outs into the 6th, 5 and 2 thirds, but 5 hits and 5 runs. He hit 3 batters. That was an issue for him. Guy who can give the Cardinals some length, but again, his track record against St. Lucie, not that great this year. As Ewing takes the ball high.
This is going to be an interesting matchup with Davila and the St. Lucie Mets. He hasn't pitched well against them, but has been had a fantastic month of July and has 2 starts this month, going 7 innings, only giving up 1 earned run.
Throws a changeup. That's a called strike to AJ. Ewing yesterday went 1 for 4 with the single. He had a sharp ground out in the 4th inning that, if gotten by, would have tied the game and perhaps the Mets win that game, but stopped at first base by Friedrich. Here's a foul ball back to the Campers. One of those camp counselors looking down at him, he looks scared of that ball. Yeah, they come back fast. We would know.
You got to be ready for it.
Barrow's running. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw down to second is off target, not in time by Loaiza. Now Ewing strikes out, but Barrow sneaks into second with a stolen base.
Swinging strikeout, stolen base.
Well, Loaiza really fired that ball from home plate, and I think it would have got there just in time, but it was offline, which is why Barrow's able to sneak in there with the stolen base.
Barrow now 6 steals and 1 time caught this season. A 2-out runner in scoring position for Starling Mercado. He leads the active roster with 7 home runs. Big cut. We're trying for home run number 8 right there. And Davila with the look back to second. No throw. This pitch is cut on and fouled away.
Barrow bouncing around back there at second base. Trying to get Davila a little bit distracted.
Mercado hasn't played since July 12th, the Friday before the All-Star break. So the last day that Davila pitched. Not on the IL. A little banged up. And he's out on the half swing here. Tied up. Strikes out swinging. And the inning is over. Back-to-back strikeouts for Davila, who had 12 in his last outing. And he has 2 in his first inning today. Barrow led off with a single, but is stranded at second. We'll go to the second inning, no score.
It's time for our three keys to the game. Well, I really should say one key to the game today, Adam, because it's simply defense. The Mets need to have better defense. We talked about the four errors they had yesterday. They've had 12 errors in their last four games. Got to be better defensively. If you can do that, they should have a good shot at taking a win like they would have yesterday, but already off to a tough start with an error in the first inning. Luckily, got cleaned up by a double play.
Yeah, Mets, like you said, Jake, last four games, 12 errors, and not coincidentally, they've lost all four. And you go back to their longest stretch of games without an error, May 31st through June 3rd, four straight games, they won them all. So, and it's, you hate to just paint things in totally black and white, but that's essentially what it is. There's no amount of really hitting and pitching you can do to overcome, you know, giving a team 3 to 4 extra outs per game, especially a team like Palm Beach. As this ball is fouled away, you know, maybe some lesser teams, you can overcome that. But even a team like Jupiter last week, which was not playing very well, those errors came back to cost them a couple games. So that's it. There's a swing and a miss.
And at the end of the day, errors are going to happen. It's very hard to play perfect baseball every single day, but as much as you can clean those up, when you're giving a team four different errors, that's when it's going to get really difficult to pull off a win.
Yeah. And not all errors are created equal, but it seems like the ones the Mets have made since coming out of the All-Star break have been the crippling type. It's 1-2 on Kretschmar. Moves up in the order of the cleanup spot. Went 1-for-4 with RBI single and two strikeouts. Breaking ball. It was around the zone. Hernandez thought he might have had strike three there. Another deep count. This is the fourth batter that Garcia's faced, and this will be his 23rd pitch.
The one thing that we talked about yesterday with Palm Beach is they're mostly older guys on their team, so they are very patient at the plate with a little more experience, and they will not swing at those pitches way out of the zone.
Three, two pitches fouled off, so that's pitch number 24, the four different batters. That's bad broadcaster Matt tells me that's six pitches per at-bat. It's a lot. It's tough to retire guys once you're getting to pitch 7 and 8, but Garcia's for the most part done it. 3-2 pitch to Kretschmar. Why not? It's one more time. Heck, maybe two or three more times. And it does become difficult at this stage for a pitcher at any level to continue to throw a strike this many times. But Saul keeps throwing in the zone.
Well, not only do you have to constantly throw every pitch in the zone as these go on, but the batter is starting to see all of your different pitches. You can't really surprise him nearly as much when you get deeper into these counts.
He has stayed with the fastball, and he goes with the changeup and misses. And I had to try something different there and see if he could get him to bite, but Kretschmar did not. So a leadoff walk. Pitched around the leadoff error last inning. Now Anyelo Encarnacion will come to the plate. And he takes a fastball outside. Encarnacion last night 0-for-4, reaching on an error. Cardinals only 7 hits yesterday. One pitch slider gets away from Hernandez. This is going to be a wild pitch. And Kretschmar advances to second base.
Wild pitch.
And that went a little bit too far in the dirt. Hernandez just couldn't quite handle it. Tried to pick it up. Ball got away. And now a little more trouble with the runner in scoring position and nobody out.
Double play out of order now. Pitch is grounded out to second. DeVincenzo goes to first with it for the out. So you don't know if that would have been the pitch in the swing had wild pitch not occurred. And, that would have been a tailor-made double play ball with the runner at first base. Instead, Kretschmar down to third with one out, and we will see what the Mets want to do defensively. And it looks like they're going to come in with Ross Friedrich at the plate. There they are. In near the grass. Change up. Over for a strike.
Well, the goal for Garcia in this at-bat is keep that ball on the ground to give your defense a chance. And try to avoid one getting sent into the outfield. That'll score a run.
Friedrich 1-for-3 with the single and a walk last night. Undrafted free agent out of Army. Big guy and a huge target at first base. They list him at 6'4", 240. Towering presence in that left-handed batter's box. One pitch in their fourth strike. That is, since I've been in this league way back in 2012, Palm Beach usually has a big team. Big guys. Think back to Luke Voigt, 2015. He's an all-star for Palm Beach. 1-2 is high. Two balls, two strikes. One of those teams where they get off the bus and you know they're there. It doesn't always equate to winning, but it will look the part year to year. 2-2 pitch. Oh, how did that miss? Wow, really nice pitch by Garcia. ABS would not give him the strikeout. And we have another long at-bat. Full count.
ABS had it about inch out of the zone, much further than I thought it would be.
Payoff pitch. It's fouled away. Now you wonder a pitch like the previous one, if that's not going to be a called strike starting on Friday when the umpires have their own strike zone. And perhaps it wouldn't have been challenged.
Well, that's the ABS system for you. It's either your best friend or your worst friend, depending on which way it goes. There's no margin of error.
I mean, what are we doing down here, guys? I mean, Willie Fanyas picked up that ball in foul ground and threw it to the Mets dugout. Nobody bothered to come get it. I mean, come on. So that's why we pause. 3-2 pitch, and he struck him out on a fastball. And Sal Garcia, key second out, holds the runner at third base. And now is a chance to get out of this inning unscathed after the leadoff walk and the wild pitch. It's the challenge fastball, and Sal Garcia keeps getting these deep counts, and he's won nearly all of them except for that walk to Kretschmar. Joe Bear next, and he will take a changeup below the zone.
Well, Garcia, to his credit, has fought in these at-bats and pitched well when he's needed to. Maybe it'll take away the sacrifice fly now with that big strikeout. Just needs one more out to get out of the inning.
Pitches outside at 94, 2-0. Well, Joe Bear did not play yesterday, but he's been with the team since day one. Another one of those draft picks last year showed up at Clover Park late July. His 10th game against the Mets, and he fouls this one back. Robert hitting 200 against St. Lucie. Does have a couple of home runs, five driven in. He banged a couple out down the right field line in Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium last month. Fastball elevated, three balls and a strike. A lot of pitches here for Garcia. First inning, this inning, out there baking in the sun. Had some nice cloud cover this morning, but it is hot and sunny right now. Temperature climbing. 3-1 to Joe Bear. Check swing. Ball is high. It's a walk on appeal. Stays a ball. No swing. Joe Bear will head down to first base. Runners at the corners.
And it looks like Jordan Krause is going to come out for a visit. I think if nothing else, this is just to buy Sal Garcia some rest. It's been a hard-working inning. You feel like he's on the verge of getting out of this. And might just need a breather before he faces Alejandro Loaiza.
Well, you said it, Adam. The tough part is being in that sun for as long as he has. Scoreboard temperature 93 degrees, but let me tell you, it feels like it's 102 when you're down on that field. And the way that sunlight kind of concentrates down there, it's hot.
The velocity's there, but man, he's just got to be tiring out with mechanics and accuracy. So I think Jordan was in no rush to walk out there. He's really in no rush to walk back. Leading all the time he can. So Loaiza playing in just his second game for Palm Beach. 0-for-3 in his first game with a walk. First game of this series. So he's at the plate with two outs and runners at the corners. Batting eighth in the lineup. Garcia back to work. Throws a slider that's cut on and fouled away. He's been a lot of fastballs so far through the lineup. We've seen an occasional change. Not too many of those really good sliders. Perhaps trying to save those next time through the order. First things first, he needs to find the out. 0-1, and this ball is a floater back to Sowell. Makes the catch, inning over. A hop and a skip back to the dugout. Good inning for Garcia. He was challenged with a lot of long at-bats. He does not surrender a run. Strands a pair. Go to the home second, no score. You know, Jake, you had to say something about the heat, and I really wasn't thinking about the heat until you said it was like 110 degrees in the field, and now I'm starting to feel it. That's how it swings at a curveball from Davila, so thanks a lot.
Oh, we're not, at least we're not down on the field. Well, it'll be much harder down there.
The joke's on you, because in the middle three innings, you're going to broadcast the game, and I'm going down to the air conditioner. Another breaking ball, this one more like a slider. Houck misses, and it's nothing and two, and he will use his timeout. There's 91. It's dropped. It's dropped 2 degrees.
Yes.
Now then, last year around this time, Palm Beach was kicked out of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as was Jupiter, due to a renovation project that never got off the ground. They've obviously played all their games there this year. But we inherited a series that we were supposed to play down there. We inherited it and played it up here. We did all the games at noon. It was about hell on earth. As this pitch is over for strike three. That's the third straight strikeout for Jose Davila. Well, that scoreboard temperature routinely in that series was at 104 degrees. And, was bad.
Extra home series, I'm jealous.
Of course you are. It was, man, it was brutal. Just terrible. I don't even know what happened in the series. I don't know if it was a split, who won what. All I knew is I left the end of the day hot with a headache, splitting headache. So we do not have air conditioning rooms up in the press level up here. This is open air. And when you don't get a breeze, even when you do get a breeze, it's tough. And there's a changeup to Cuevas. It's 0-2. And down in the sound room, yeah, they're nice and insulated.
Oh, it's cold in there.
Yeah.
They've got that AC crank. I will say that's one of the nicer things about Roger Dean Stadium is they do have the air conditioning for us in the broadcast booth.
0-2 pitch, a 3-pitch strikeout. Cuevas down. Just mixing and matching right now for Davila. Changeups, fastballs, sliders, curves. Four consecutive strikeouts, so he has found something here in the last couple of starts. 12 strikeouts last time, and you wonder if he hadn't pitched since July 12th, if that would cool him down. Answer so far, no. Here's Villavicencio. Fastball, check, swing, ball one. Pitch, strike. No, the best booth in the league. You were in it, in my opinion. In that Dunedin series over at TD Ballpark. The nice leather chairs, new carpets, nice desktop, air conditioning. As Villavicencio chases up high.
Dunedin does have a nice ballpark and a nice booth. That is a good one.
It's almost like they renovated for regular season Major League Baseball games. Oh, wait, they did. Up here in the fourth story at Clover Park, this is the land time forgot. It's beautiful and everybody's here for spring training. Don't think about us poor Florida State League folks that have to swelter. Bradenton's tough. Bradenton's like this, open air, hot. Fort Myers, that air conditioning never works in that room. I'll be there next week. 2-2 pitch. Yeah, Villavicencio working it back. It's full. Daytona, we won't even get started there. Jake, you couldn't join me if you wanted to.
You know, I heard you talk about Daytona, it's one place I want to check. I have to check it out at some point.
Some point. You can probably wander in there. 3-2 pitch, and Villavicencio grounds it back to Davila with the outstretched arm, stabs it, and delivers it off to first base. And Friedrich gets a 1-2-3 inning. And since giving up a hit to start his outing, Davila's retired all six in a row since. We get set to start the third inning, reminiscing about that last year's game against Palm Beach, that series listed at Palm Beach but played at Clover Park. It was actually this a little more than a year ago, July 18th through the 23rd, featured postponements, suspended game. Oh, God. doubleheaders at noon, Million Degrees, pitches a strike. That's the same series that all the Cardinals draft picks showed up. They showed up for a doubleheader on July 21st. And they swept that doubleheader. A bunt by Espinoza. It'll be barehanded by Barrow. Throws to first. Safe. It's another surprise bunt hit against the Mets. Barrow did all he could, but playing that far back, needed to be further in to have a better shot at it.
Hey, credit to Palm Beach. That was a really good bunt. Barrow made a great play to get in there and get it to first as quickly as he did to make it a close play, just a little bit too far behind.
He's made two nice plays today. Struck the double play, and again, all he could do there. Swing and a miss by Trey Page, so we're back to the top, first time through the order. And wouldn't you believe it, that's the first hit against Sowell. Had such grinding at-bats, but he won all but one. The walk, Kretschmar. So changeup is in for a strike. It's nothing in two.
Well, here's the good news, Adam. The Mets did win on Sunday in that series.
They did. It was a 12-10 win, and it took 3 hours and 11 minutes. Jake, we were at our wits' end by the end of that week. We just wanted the games to be over.
And the Florida Heat, it'll do that to you.
We came out of the All-Star break and had three games against Jupiter at Clover Park. Is this ball is fouled away? Yes. And not only did we have three games against Jupiter, but we had to complete a suspended game from prior. So we had basically four games in 3 days against Jupiter, an off day, then had to play six games as the visiting team here at Clover Park against Palm Beach, then had an off day, and then had six actual home games against Bradenton. So we were saying we were worn down to the nub. It would probably be an understatement. Then the reward for all that was to travel up to Daytona, sit in that booth for a week. Tough times. Tough times after the All-Star break last week. For the 1-2, throw goes to first. Then after that Daytona series, we got to come back here and play Palm Beach as the actual home team.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, me too. I might have taken a half-week vacation to handle all of it. 1-2 coming to Page, and he rocks this into left field, chasing back. Espana still going back over his head, and it's off the base of the wall. Espinoza screaming around the bases. He's going to come home and score. The throw to third base to get Page, not in time. It's a sliding triple for Trey Page and a 1-0 lead for Palm Beach. Well, the wind is blowing out fiercely that direction. Didn't look like it was that well struck off the bat, but it just kept carrying right over Fanyas' outstretched glove.
And with it continuing to carry, Fanyas just couldn't get a clean read on it. He almost had the ball just a little bit past his outstretched arm and ends up being a triple and a run scored for Palm Beach. They've taken a lead.
Yeah, good base running by the Cardinals because Espinoza, he had to hold up near second base to see if that would be caught. And then he had to kick it into high gear. He had to score because Page was running, of course, hard out of the box. Infield is in. Pitch is outside to Cordova. So the first eight Cardinals do not record a hit. And then a bunt single and a triple. The 9 and 10 hitters today. Pitch is a strike on the corner. Mets infield in. So, we still got campers coming in. Yeah, keep them in. Kenny's calling them in. Let's get a shot of the mayor doing mayor things. He's right behind our cameraman. He's trying to avoid being seen. Good stop by Hernandez. This is shaping up to be more folks in the Education Day game. I'm sad we did not have Nick here today to pass out water balloons. He let us down.
He did. What's he doing?
Probably shooting 75. 2-1 pitch. It's popped up. Hey, we might have one for the campers. Come on now, make a play. Oh. No play there. But they get a ball. Two in, two on Cordoba. Bouncing to the double play in his first at bat. And pops this one up. And that's going to reach the stands. Now Hopper off the dugout. Nothing will bring the campers alive like a foul ball heading in their direction. Did you go to summer camp when you were a kid, Jake?
I went to a couple summer camps. I never got to go to a baseball game for summer camp.
You missed out. 2-2 slider struck him out swinging. Third strikeout of the day for Saul Garcia. An important first out as he holds Page at third base. This was a big cut for a two-strike count. There was no thought of shortening up for Cordoba.
And Cordoba trying to join his teammates after Page hit the triple and Spinoza had the bunt single.
After that Page triple, some of these batters might be looking at those flags in right field and saying, you know what? Hit it in the air to left. Watch it fly.
Just get it up there. The wind will take it.
Well, looking back on that triple, that was not that far out of the reach of Fonius. He was close to wrangling that in. Chase Davis struck out looking his first time up. And he's in a 2-0 count now. I did not go to summer camp. My mom was an elementary school teacher, so she was off for the summer, so was I. So I had adult supervision. And probably very necessary. 2-0 pitch, a strike.
I think one of my favorite camps I did was I went to like a tech camp. Played a bunch of video games with computers and learned how to do stuff on there.
2-1 pitches, a ground ball to Mercado, is going to step on first. That's the only play he has. Page races across home, and it's 2-0 Cardinals. Even though Mercado was playing in, that ball was not hit sharply enough for him to realistically get a have an out at the plate.
Always want to try and prevent the run from scoring, but smart play there with how it unfolded. You at least get the out in the inning, and it's only down two runs, and now the bases are clear.
Triple with no outs, hard to keep that run off the board. This ball is fouled away, so the bases are clear now with two outs for Kretschmar. He walked in the first and was stranded at third base. I went to a golf camp for about a week when I was in middle school. That was fun. I didn't learn a whole lot. At least not.
I didn't say it.
You gave me that look. I mean, I learned a lot. Did I apply it correctly? Probably not. 0-2 pitch is fouled away.
Now, I did do a lot of counseling for summer camps.
Oh, you're a camp counselor.
Camp counselor, yes.
Okay. That's something I always thought I'd be terrible at, so I did not do.
I enjoy it. It's fun. Kids can be quite entertaining.
Kretschmar flies a ball into the left center field gap on the run. A.J. Ewing makes the play. A good recovery that inning for Garcia. Bunt single, a triple. And both those score, but he retires three in a row. Mets find themselves behind 2-0 halfway through the third. Adam McDonough, Jake Rooker back at Clover Park. Hopefully you're watching on Bally Live. We're on New York 2 today on the Bally Live homepage. Feel free to chat with us. Philip tells me there's nothing in the chat. No. Nothing in the chat. The Bally Live homepage. So questions, comments, concerns, we'll read them on air. Philip will pass those along. Jake, you've had some snarky laughs at me today. You just can't wait to kick me out of this chair after this half inning so you can have the show to yourself.
That is not true.
Andrew Seymour, Palm Beach GM, listening in from the comforts of, I'm sure, his air-conditioned office, feels bad for saddling me with those six games last year. Oh, you know what? And I said, you know what? At least, I said this at the time, at least that means Palm Beach and Roger Dean will be renovated and it'll be great when I go down there the next year. They didn't even renovate the place. So what was the whole point? Ah, memories. 0-2 on Fanyas. 6-0 retired by Jose Davila. And misses low with the changeup. Really, Fanyas having a really resurgent week here. That four-hit game before the All-Star break on Sunday. A three-hit game over the weekend against Jupiter. And a hit yesterday as well. He battles to stay alive. Fanyas, Hernandez, and then back to the top in Barrow in this inning with the Mets trailing 2-0. Strike three. That will be the fifth strikeout through eight batters for Jose Davila. Pacing right near the 12 he had in his last start.
Well, Adam, we wondered, was it going to be the Mets offense that comes through? Has it done well against Davila, or would he continue to pitch well? It seems like it's been Davila pitching well.
Well, Sabakul yesterday, he had a no-hitter and faced the minimum through the first three innings. The Mets did end up scratching across three runs against him, tying that game. So
it's very true. Still a lot of baseball left.
It's got to be the plan right now against Davila, as this ball is shot by Jose Hernandez into right field. Picks up the Mets' second hit. Bookend hits for this St. Lucie lineup. One by Barrow, the leadoff hitter, and one by Hernandez, the nine hitter. Everybody in between retired. And now we begin the second time through the order with Boston back up. One on, one out. Mets down 2-0 in the home third. First pitch, change up, fades outside, ball one. Pitch. Oh, a check swing. It's going to bloop into center. A base hit. Boston Barrow living right at the plate right now. Not even a full swing. And he still winds up with a hit out of that. He's 2-for-2.
The half swing almost helped him a little bit. It just fell right in between two Palm Beach players in center field. Picks himself another base hit.
Check swing. He did not mean to make contact or put it into play, but he winds up with the hit. Mets have something brewing here in the home third inning. Two on, one out for Ronald Hernandez. Feels like he's due for a hit during an 0-for-4 day yesterday and a flyout today. He is fooled on this breaking ball and an 0-1 hole. Good slider. It's nothing in two.
And right on cue for the Mets when I start talking about how Davila is pitching well. They've come alive here with two back-to-back singles.
0-2 pitch, and Hernandez misses. A three-pitch strikeout. And strikeout number six for Davila. Now, Davila is the pitcher, or was the pitcher for Palm Beach in that Mets 10-8 comeback win when they were down 8-0. Down at Roger Dean. And he was, we mentioned in the pregame show, he went 5 2/3, 5 runs. He was an out away from 6 innings, 1 run. The Mets got to him at the very end and came back and won that game. So this is largely the same group from that contest back on June 28th. He's got to hang in there. Ewing, a fly ball into right field, charging in as Jobert. He makes the catch and the side is retired. Mets threaten with a couple of one-out singles, but Strand two, and Davila has kept the Mets off the board through 3 innings. It's 2-0 Palm Beach. Fourth inning, you know what that means. Jake Ricker's got the play-by-play for the middle 3 innings. I'm going to go find some air conditioning.
Thank you, Adam. We get set to go here in the fourth. Saul Garcia back out on the mound for the Mets, trying to keep this deficit at just 2. Give the Mets offense a chance to continue to make their adjustments. And 2 hits in the last inning. Weren't able to score, though, so leading off in the inning is Encarnacion. 0-for-1 so far today. First pitch is inside, and it's ball one. So here comes Sutton, the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled off, and it's 1-1 to Encarnacion. Batting 247 on the season. One pitch, and this ball is flown up on the infield to Vicencio underneath it, and he'll catch it with 2 hands to make the first out of the inning. And so with one away now, it'll be Ross Friedrich at the plate for Palm Beach, struck out back in the second inning. And that is the first time Garcia has retired the leadoff hitter. Now here's a ground ball to Vicencio. He'll throw a short way to Mercado for the second out of the inning. One pitch, and Friedrich is down on a ground ball. A really nice job by the Mets here and Garcia to get 2 quick outs. Trying to get their offense right back up at the plate. So now it'll be Braden Jobert. He walked in the second inning. Takes that pitch inside low for a ball. Garcia up to 68 pitches, so a quick inning would be really big for him, especially if he wants to try and continue getting deeper into this game. Pitches low for a ball. Jobert showed bunt but pulled it back. Count moves to 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. And a ground ball, this one up through the middle. And on for a base hit. And all the way to second base as it rolls towards the outfield. Jobert with a double. Seemed like that was going to be a sharp ground ball for a base hit. But it rolls all the way into the outfield, splitting right in between Cuevas and Ewing. And now St. Lucie manager Yukari De La Cruz out to the mound, likely to make a pitching change here. Looks like Garcia's day will be done. And they'll make the call to the bullpen. So we'll take a quick break here. We come back, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. New pitcher here for the St. Lucie Mets is Christopher Gomez. Gomez holding a 1-0 record, his 16th appearance, 5.4 ERA, 25 innings pitched, 29 strikeouts. Trying to get the last out of the fourth inning. First pitch is a called strike from Gomez. And 1-0 on the Wiza. A one pitch is flown shallow in the infield, and it's caught by Gomez for the third and final out. So Gomez comes in, gets the last out, and the Mets are able to hold Palm Beach off the board. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. The Mets trailing by two. Welcome back to Clover Park, Mets and Cardinals in game two of this six-game series here on Camp Day. All the campers out joining us for some St. Lucie Mets baseball. Mets trailing 2-0 right now, and leading it off in the bottom of the fourth is Mercado. Take the first pitch low in the dirt for ball one. Now Davila back out on the mound for Palm Beach. Faced his little first bit of adversity in the last inning with the Mets back-to-back singles. They could not get those runners in. Here's a short ground ball picked up by Davila. Throw to first, not in time, as it gets away from the first baseman, Friedrich. And he's going to be called out. Mercado was not back to the bag. And Palm Beach got the ball in and tagged him out. So what was going to be a base hit has now turned into an out. Possibly also saved an error. Picked it up in foul ground. And Mercado just a little slow getting back to first base. Pitches inside, a called strike now to Colin Houck. So a mistake there for the Mets on the base paths. And swings and misses at the second pitch, curveball in the dirt. And he's behind 0-2. So it goes down as a ground out for Mercado. He's tagged out at first base. O-2 pitch. And Houck will take that one for ball one. It's a called strike three, and now Houck's going to head down to first base, but it's picked up. The throw is high, and a step on first by Friedrich. Some wild things going on in this inning, but it both resulted in outs for the Mets. And that pitch just caught the corner on Colin Houck, but it got away from Lorenza. And Houck didn't realize it and then had to hustle down to first base. The throw was a little bit high. Friedrich just got his foot on the bag, though, as he came down. This pitch is inside and a called strike on Cuevas. Takes this one outside. Counts even up to 1-1. So you had the Mercado ground ball, which Davila tried to throw to first. The throw was too much inside on the bag, and Friedrich tried to have to pull it away. This pitch is a called strike on the corner and wasn't able to hold on to it, but after the ball got away and Mercado was heading back to first base, he ends up being tagged out. And a swing and a miss now for Cuevas, and he's down on strikes. So just like that, it's a 1-2-3 inning for Davila, despite the Mets very nearly having two base runners. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Fifth inning here at Clover Park. Welcome back to Clover Park. Jake Ricker with you here for game two of the six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Official score, Bill just updated me. So it was officially called an error on Davila and then an out trying to advance to first as this pitch is lined right to Boston Barrow. And Espinoza is a line out to start the inning. But back to that play. It's an error on Davila on the throw to first, and then Mercado, who took a slight turn to head to look at second, is then tagged out. So Palm Beach does receive an error in that inning. Meanwhile here, pitches outside for a ball, and it counts 1-0 to Page after the lineout by Espinoza. So things moving quickly here at Clover Park. Blinking, you might miss it. Now this one flown into center field. A.J. Ewing has a read on it. Takes a couple steps back, and he's got it for the second out of the inning. And now there's two away for the Mets. Christopher Gomez in his first clean inning. Off to a quick start. Both teams now with an error in this game today. Palm Beach leading 2-0. And a swing and a miss here by Cordoba. And he's behind in the count 0-1. Cordoba, who struck out and then grounded out to a double play. 0-2 so far today. Pitch is inside on the corner. That one just catching the zone. A timeout called by Cordoba. Well, there's the ABS system, as we've talked about so many times before. ABS liked it, just caught the inside part of the plate. So it's an 0-2 count. Gomez looking for a 1-2-3 inning of his own. 0-2 pitch. This one misses low. Maybe one ball and two strikes. One of the best things he can do after a interesting inning, to say the least. But then that's offensively. Come back, get a 1-2-3 inning of your own. Short ground ball. Barehanded by Barrow. Throw to first is in time for the out. Nice job by the Mets. And they respond with a 1-2-3 inning of their own. They still trail 2-0. As we head to the bottom of the fifth. Mets with a chance to try and get themselves on the board right after this. Campers doing the YMCA here at Clover Park on Camp Day. Back now with St. Lucie Mets trailing 2-0 to the Palm Beach Cardinals. Kevin Villavicencio will lead things off for the Mets against Davila. He's back out for another inning. Villavicencio pops this one over the back of Clover Park. He's behind 0-1. Well, Davila got his 1-2-3 inning. Needed a little help on the turn by Mercado and the tag out at first. And then Houck trying to get to first base after striking out looking. And the throw being a little high, but Friedrich able to get his foot on the bag in time. Timeout now taken by Vivasencio. He's behind 0-2. And then grounded out his first plate appearance back in the second inning. Check swing, but went around. And Vivasencio is down on strikes. So Davila continuing to pitch well against the Mets. As we have entered the fifth inning. Now a ball flown up shallow on the infield. And this one is going to be caught by Loenza falling down. Had to try and track it as it came back in. But able to make the catch, and there's two away in the inning. Loenza and Page both coming in. Loenza watched it all the way and catches it falling down. There's Jose Hernandez now. Takes a pitch inside. Hernandez singled in his first at bat. One for one today. Trying to avoid another 1-2-3 inning. 1-0 pitch, cut on and missed. Think he got a piece of it. But it'll be strike one. Evened up at one apiece. Now the 1-1 inside. Count will move to 2-1. And the Mets looked like they were threatening in the third inning after back-to-back singles. Two runners on. Pitches inside for ball three. But since the last hit from the Mets, it's been six straight retired. 3-1 pitch. And this one's hit high and up on the air by Hernandez. Underneath it is Kretschmar. And he's got it for the third and final out. So it's another 1-2-3 inning for Davila. He is through five with no earned runs and eight strikeouts. Christopher Gomez back out on the mound for the Mets to start the top of the sixth inning. Leading off for the Palm Beach Cardinals is Chase Davis. Davis working on an 0-for-2 day. Meanwhile, Christopher Gomez looking for another 1-2-3 inning in his second full inning. First pitch to Davis Called strike at the knees. Fastball. A one pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. And Gomez quickly ahead in the count. Been four straight retired for Christopher Gomez since entering the game. Back in the fourth inning. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball, but foul. And Davis will stay alive. Gomez will come set. 0-2 pitch. And this one grounded shallow. Gomez will pick it up. Fire to first. And a nice scoop at first base by Mercado for the first out of the inning. Now we've seen this a couple of times now where pitchers have had to field these shallow ground balls. And that throw a little bit low for Gomez, but Mercado did a nice job of making the scoop at first. One away in the inning, it'll be Cade Kretschmar. Kretschmar 0-for-1, did walk in the second inning. Grounds this one right back to Gomez. Gomez will walk it over, flip over to Mercado, and there's two away in the inning. Things have certainly picked up here in the last couple innings. Both pitchers pitching extremely well. Now it's Encarnacion for Palm Beach. Popped out in his last at-bat. 0-for-2 on the day. He takes first pitch sinker inside. One ball, no strikes. Gomez comes set in the 1-0. Slider that misses wide. Gomez falls behind Encarnacion, 2-0. So he'll try the 2-0. And this misses inside as well. Three balls, no strikes. So for the first time, Gomez falling behind in the count. And in jeopardy, putting the first runner on. Frio pitch will find the zone. The count will move to 3-1. Gomez has come into the game and has had six straight retired. 3-1, inside ball four. So it'll be a walk in the first base runner against Christopher Gomez. And now Ross Friedrich to the plate for Palm Beach. With Encarnacion standing on first. Friedrich 0-for-2 so far today. Strikeout and a ground out. First pitch to him high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Gomez a look to first. And now the pitch home. Now miss outside. Two balls, no strikes. Gomez a little trouble locating the strike zone in his last two at-bats. And Jose Hernandez is going to talk it over with Gomez on the mound. Try and get him back on track. After coming in and retiring six straight batters. And then the walk to Encarnacion and has now fallen behind Friedrich 2-0. Two outs in the inning with a runner on first, though, for the Mets. They trail 2-0. Both teams with three hits apiece, one error to both sides. Gomez will come set. And the 2-0 pitch is fouled off for a strike. So the mound meeting results in a strike. As Gomez tries to work his way back into this count. To one pitch. And that just misses outside. A long hold from Hernandez. Tried to frame it up, but can't fool the ABS system. Three balls and one strike to Friedrich. Gomez trying to avoid another walk. 3-1 fouled off into the netting. And the count will run full. And with three balls and two strikes and two outs, Encarnacion will be running on the next pitch. Full count to Friedrich. Runner on first and two outs. Payoff from Gomez. And this one's fouled off, so we'll do it once more. Campers rallying the Let's Go Mets chance. Trying to fire up Gomez for this last strike. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, and Gomez comes up with the big strikeout against Friedrich. Once again, holds Palm Beach off the board. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. Mets trailing by two. Jake Ricker with you here at Clover Park. Mets and Palm Beach Cardinals. Mets trailing 2-0. Boston Bear will leave it off for St. Lucie. In the bottom of the sixth inning. Takes the first pitch on a called strike. Now it's Jose Davila back out on the mound for another inning. Second pitch is in the dirt. Count moves to 1-1. Davila cruising right along against the St. Lucie lineup. 1-1 pitch, go for a ball. Barrows ahead 2-1. Mets have gotten to Davila before. 2-1 pitch. Taking low for another ball. Mentioned in the pregame show, the last two times Davila faced off against the Mets. 4-5 earned runs in those two games. None so far here. 3-1 pitch is taken for ball four, and it's a leadoff walk to Boston Barrow. A good chance here for the Mets to get something going in the sixth. bring up Ronald Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for 2 so far today. Take the first pitch from Davila for a ball. Runner on first with no outs. And this pitch inside on the corner just misses for ball two. Now we'll have a meeting on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Talk things over with Davila. Up to 65 pitches in this game. For the first time, facing a little bit of adversity. With a runner on first and behind in the count to Hernandez, 2-0. Did have two runners on with one out back in the third inning. Then Davila able to strike out Hernandez in a flyout from Ewing. Meeting broken up. And everybody will head back to their position. Get set to resume. Two balls and no strikes to Ronald Hernandez, looking for his first hit of the game with a runner on first and nobody out. This pitch a called strike at the knees. Count moves to 2-1. Villa holds and is 2-1. Swung on and missed for strike two. Counts even up at two apiece. So after the mound visit, two straight strikes from Davila. And now timeout taken by Hernandez. Think things over after being ahead in the count 2-0. Two two pitch. And that's inside on the dirt. And count will run full. Three balls, two strikes. With nobody out, a runner on first. Mets trailing 2-0. Hernandez trying to become the second base runner of the inning. Payoff pitch. Inside ball four. And Hernandez will draw the walk. So the Mets, the big chance here in the sixth inning. Now runners on first and second and nobody out. And the Mets going to send A.J. Ewing to the plate. Ewing 0 for 2 so far. Fly out and a strikeout. Looking for a big opportunity here, though. Mets trailing 2-0. They got two runners on. Ewing, who's shown a little bit of power at times. He'll take the first pitch for a called strike. Fastball just right over the heart of the plate. Ewing behind 0-1. A one pitch is inside. Count evens up at 1-1.
In the Palm Beach bullpen, 30 Gastelum. 30 Gastelum.
There is some action in that Palm Beach bullpen. Already had the mound visit. Wonder how much more Davila has left in him. That's 71 pitches right now. There's the 1-1. And that's inside. Ball two. Davila has lost the strike zone. Walking the last two batters. Mentioned in Davila's last start against St. Lucie was very close to going six innings, just one earned run. It's a 2-1 pitch flown into center field, and it'll be caught by Cordoba. Neither of the Mets runners able to advance, but Davila very close to six innings, one earned run. The Mets able to get to him and score a couple of runs. Trying to do something similar here. Well, now it'll be Mercado for the Mets. Struck out in the first, reached on an error in the fourth, but then was tagged out trying to advance to second when he took a little turn towards second base. Swings and misses at the first pitch. And he's behind 0-1. Davila set in the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off by Mercado into the stands. He's behind 0-2. The Mets offense has been a bright spot for him, especially in that three-game set coming out of the All-Star break. Able to score a couple of runs last night, a little less than they would have liked. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. This gets away. And no, it hit Mercado. Caught him on the foot, so he's going to head down to first base. And the bases will be loaded for the Mets with one out. Well, not what Davila wanted there. After being ahead on Mercado 0-2. Just got him on the back foot. That's why that pitch flew away. So bases loaded for Colin Houck. And the first pitch to him misses high for a ball. Tough for Davila and Mercado 0-2, but then plunks him. Now has to face off against Houck. 1-0 pitch, that comes inside and brushes back Houck, and he's ahead 2-0. Big opportunity for the Mets. Down 2-0. 2-0 pitch on its way. And Houck, shallow ground ball, and this one is going to be foul. Everybody will head back. Now trying to shake that one off. Probably a good thing for the Mets. Would have been a tough double play to turn. Two balls, one strike. One out, the base is loaded. And this pitch is fouled straight back into the stands right towards the campers. Counts evened up at 2-2. Farrell on third, Hernandez on second, and Mercado on first. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Houck down on strikes for the time today. And now it'll be up to Cuevas to try and drive in some runs for the Mets with two outs in the inning. Feels like a big turning point in the game for St. Lucie right now. Have to get a couple of runs in here, trailing 2-0. Pitch is high and outside to Cuevas. Move to 1-0. Cuevas 0-2 today with two strikeouts. Does lead the team in walks. One-oh pitch. That'll miss. Hit on the corner for a called strike. Just catching the outside part of the zone. Count moves to 1-1. One fouled off by Cuevas. And the count moves to 1-2. Lorenzo got banged up on that play. Gave the thumbs up, though, to his dugout. Looks like he's okay. 1-2 pitch. Taken just high for a ball. Count even up at 2-2. Cuevas against Palm Beach. Batting 250. This was drawn 6 walks. 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike 3, and that'll end the inning. So the Mets, with a bases loaded opportunity, cannot cash in. And they still trail 2-0 as we head to the 7th here at Clover Park.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you. Jake, back from the air conditioning. I enjoyed the broadcast there. It was a quick 3 innings.
Yeah, things sped up.
Yeah. Until that bottom of the 6th, boy, golden opportunity for the Mets. Back-to-back walks to start the inning. Ewing in a 2-0 count. Flies out. Mercado hit by a pitch. Base loaded, one out. Strikeout from Hauk and Cuevas. And Davila likely done after 6. 12 strikeouts last start. 11 strikeouts this start. And now Gomez, who's been really good for the Mets, 2 1/3 innings, hitless, scoreless, will continue to pitch on. Mets, of course, right in the thick of the game, but they'll tell you they should probably have a run on the board, if not more, based on last inning. They've been held to 3 hits in the 6th inning. So the question coming in, Jake, you had the question, something's got to give. Mets had been good against Davila, but Davila was excellent coming into this game in July, and we have our answer. Davila won the battle. Here's a worm burner out to second. Viva Sensi will throw out Joe Bear. Christopher Gomez just keeps on chugging here.
It should be the Mets won the battles against Davila, but Davila won the war in the long stretch of things. But you're absolutely right. Davila pitched great again today. Mets could not capitalize on the one opportunity that they had.
Davila was an out away from a really good start in his last time against the Mets, faltered, and the Mets erased the 8-0 deficit today. He was right on the brink, wasn't he, of giving it all back, but got that last out in the 6th, though. He had the Mets number today. Swing and a miss, slider working well for Gomez, as Alejandro Loaiza, odd day, the Palm Beach catchers popped out to the pitcher twice. Neither had much air, so it's pitcher or bust. This one is away. Luis Gastelum likely to be the next pitcher for Palm Beach in the 7th. Davila, 86 pitches. Hard to imagine him coming back after that 6th inning. Slider down, it's 2-2.
Now the good news for the Mets is that Christopher Gomez has pitched so well. I mean, they're only down 2-0 in this game. And a lot of credit to Garcia as well. Only gave up 2 runs. Pitching has been good.
Each team only has 3 hits today. Each team with 1 error. It's a full count.
when you go back to our conversation about the errors, and that's something the Mets needed to limit, and they have for the most part. Just one error, that's, you know, those things are going to happen sometimes, we talked about early on in this game.
Payoff pitch coming to Loaiza, and he will line it in left field for a base hit. That was the first hit given up by Christopher Gomez since entering with two outs in the fourth inning. One on, one out for Espinoza. And very first batter of the game, Trey Page hit a ground ball that Colin Hout threw to first base errantly for an error. That was quickly raised on a double play, and the Mets have been good defensively since. Good slider, breaking back inside as Espinoza waves and misses. And he bunted his way on in the third and lined out in the fifth. Both those out to Barrow at third base. He's at the ready. Popped up, Jake catch it. You did not.
That's just shallow.
Did you see that ball though, Jake? That had such spin on it. That would have ripped up your hands. But you still wish for a ball to come in this booth.
I don't wish for a ball to come in this booth.
But yeah, you do.
If it does happen, I'm still going to try and make a play.
0-2 pitch coming to from Gomez, and it's hammered out to deep left field. Long run for Fanyas, and he's going to drop it in foul territory. That was in the glove momentarily, and fortunately for the Mets, in foul ground, so just a strike.
It was about to be a great play by Fanyas. Did a nice job of tracking it down and nearly had it. But as he's trying to stop his momentum and make that catch, ball just pops out.
Nearly a snow cone catch. It's 0-2 on Espinoza. Clearly contacted in foul territory. O2 brushes him back. All the campers still here. Nobody has left. Usually by now they've started to clear out.
Well, they have not slowed down. In fact, I think they've gotten louder.
More have come in. There was a group coming in the fourth inning. Slider fouled away. Espinoza lunging across to stay alive.
Well, they're all in the shade as well, so they don't have to take on that direct sunlight.
Another 1-2, and Gomez strikes out Espinoza on a half swing. Strikeout number two for Gomez.
Gomez continuing to pitch extremely well. He's only had two base runners against him. One was a walk, one was a single.
Looked like Espinoza was expecting that slider. He's not prepared for the up and in fastball. Back to the top and Page, who's 1-for-3, and Page will ground one to first. It'll be picked up by Gomez. He'll run it himself, taking charge right by Mercado. One unassisted, inning over. What a great performance so far from Christopher Gomez. We've hit the seventh inning stretch at Clover Park. It is still 2-0 Cardinals. bottom of the seventh, and we have a new pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's right-hander Luis Gastelum. The Mets have faced many times before from home in Mexico, 22 years old. International free agent signed last year. They faced Kevin Villavicencio. Also from Mexico, swings and misses. It's nothing in one. What a start by Jose Davila. He's pitched 20 innings in the month of July now and has given up one earned run. This pitch is swung on and missed. He did not win Pitcher of the Week last week with seven shutout innings and 12 strikeouts. Maybe six shutout innings and 11 strikeouts today will help him win the award. Certainly he's in the running for Pitcher of the Month. Squib shot off the end of the bat. Whoop! Right under the mitt of Friedrich, and Villavicencio is going to turn on the Jets, going to second base. Espinoza's throw is not in time. It's a two-base error on Friedrich, who booted an easy one. Palm Beach's defense has not been good. That's just a lazy play. Didn't get in front of it.
Well, the Mets will take it any way they can get it. Nice job by Villavicencio to recognize that as well. Turn on the Jets, get to second base. And now another opportunity with a runner in scoring position and nobody out.
Two errors for the Cardinals yesterday, two more today. Only Fania 0 for 2 with the strikeout and a pop-up is at the plate. And he will swing and miss at the changeup. And Davila struck out Hauk and Cuevas six times. And that's five and six hitters. 0 for 6, 6 strikeouts, including the two back-to-back with the bases loaded. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's nothing in two. And the Palm Beach bullpen was excellent last night. Calderon, two hitless, and then a hitless, scoreless ninth for Henry Gomez. So three shutout hitless innings to finish it off. And that's what the Cardinals are looking for again. Mets trying to get to the bullpen this time. 0-2 pitch, and Fañez hits it into left field. A base hit. Villavicencio gets the green light coming home. He's going to score, and the Mets are on the board. And Fañez, a two-strike single, and it's 2-1. Mets cash in that error. Unearned run. Now the tying run is on base.
Exactly what the Mets needed right there. Take advantage of Palm Beach's error. Nice job by Fañez just to get that one into the outfield and score the run.
We saw Willie yesterday have a nice opposite field single with the two-strike count. He does the same today. And that left side opens up a little bit at shortstop for these left-handed hitters with the shortstops playing almost over the second base bag. And if they played him straight up, that's probably an out, but good for him to beat the shift. There's Hernandez 1-for-2. And a 2-0 count. Gastelum appearing in his 19th game for the Cardinals out of the bullpen. 5-1 record. 3.38 ERA. So a good record for a reliever. Ball is fouled off. It's 2-1. Well, if Hernandez can get on base, this sets up nicely because you have Boston Barrow scorching hot on deck. Down low, three balls and a strike. Ball four. Error, single, walk. Fun to be on that side of it for the Mets as it's a mini implosion here by the Cardinals to open this seventh inning. They nearly imploded last inning with two walks and a hit batter. This inning looking equally as shaky. And Gio Carrera, the pitching coach, is going to come out for a visit. While he does that, a reminder, fans, that this series will continue tomorrow through Sunday, back to our normal 6:10 start time tomorrow. Friday and Saturday as well. Sunday, 12:10 start to get Palm Beach out of town at a decent hour. And that's on the road to Fort Myers next week. We'll have Maddie's Fight Night and fireworks on Saturday.
Well, the campers are ready for a couple more runs for the Mets. Big opportunity once again here with two runners on and nobody out. And not a bad guy to have at the plate right now on Boston Barrow. He has reached all three times.
Two singles and a walk. Kids screaming. Golden opportunity here for the Mets. Oh, Barrow's going to square to bunt, and he goes too far. Interesting. The tying run at second base, nobody out. Go ahead and run at first base. Barrow ready to take the bat out of his own hands and sacrifice himself. I don't know if I wholly believe that, though. Change up for a strike.
Well, Barrow's definitely the last guy I would expect to put down the bunt, especially with how well he's played in this game. Feels like a guy you want to have the bat right now.
Bunts off now if it was ever on. Nothing in two. And he pokes it into left field down for a base hit. Station to station for the base runners. Boston Barrow with three-hit game. Finneas travels down to third. Hernandez up to second. And the Mets are in really good shape here in the bottom of the seventh. They've already scored a run. And now with no outs, they have the tying run 90 feet away and the go-ahead run at second base. Good two-strike approach again. Got to be frustrating for Gastelum ahead. 0-2 on Fanyas, 0-2 on Barrow, and both register a hit. Now here is Hernandez. You know, Ronald has the only grand slam of the season for the Mets, and it came against the Palm Beach Cardinals. He'd have to go to left, and the wind is whipping out. Hernandez does go to left. It's deep, slicing foul. That ball had some real carry to it.
It might have gotten out had it stayed fair, but just sliced a little bit too much.
And once again, Luis Gastelum is ahead, nothing in two.
That's the key right now for any hitter, really, especially Mets hitters. Get that ball up into left field. You can get it up. The wind will carry it.
Gastelum steps off. A balk is called. Yep. Balk, tie game. Balk. Well, Gastelum trying to signal that he was just stepping off for a disengagement. But the base umpire, Josh Runge, did not buy that. Here comes Willie Martin, the interim manager this week, to have an argument with Runge. Fania scores. It's tied at two. Hernandez down to third. Of course, we are not privy to this conversation, but Gastelum definitely looked like he was just stepping off, which was within his rights. I did not see anything that would lead me to a balk. But the umpire is sticking with the call, it would appear. To me, it just looked like he stepped off the rubber. It's not a third disengagement. You get another look. There was maybe a slight rock. If we can see that one more time. Maybe a slight rock before the step off. Here it is. Actually, this is live right now. Oh, infield is in. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Hernandez strikes out. If we could go back to the balk one more time, that's possible. For AJ Ewing. Here it is. Yeah, it's, I mean, Hernandez is kind of blocking the camera angle there. But it did look like he had a rocking motion and then stepped off. Well, A.J. Ewing takes the ball outside. Well, good inning for the Mets. They have scored to tie the game, but they are in position now. And second and third, no outs. Now second and third, one outs. Can they break this tie? Ewing 0 for 3. A couple of flyouts. That would do the trick. And he pokes one foul, it's 1-1.
At the end of the day, the Mets will take it. getting that run in, whether it's through a hit, a walk, or a balk. And now an opportunity to try and take the lead. Really want to try and capitalize on this opportunity.
Ground ball. Runs coming to the plate. Tag. He's out. Decisive play by Espinosa to nail Hernandez at the plate. Drawn in defense, works out, and the game stays tied at two. Hernandez couldn't sweep the leg in there. Ewing has rolled it over. That's a pretty easy play. High tag on the chest. As long as the throw's there, they're going to call that an out 90% of the time. So Mercado at the plate, and he goes too far for strike one. Arnoe held up on appeal. Confirmed.
Now you have to make a really quick decision if you're the defense and you're going to go home. Palm Beach did that. And a nice job to prevent the leading run from coming home. But still a chance for the Mets.
Barrows at third base, so they had the go-ahead run at third with no outs. Still not in. Mercado has not looked very good at the plate today. He's in a 1-1 count. It's the first game since July 12th. This ball hit him. Second time he's been hit. First time on the foot, this time on the thigh. Looks like he's got dead leg there. That's going to reload the bases, and that's a fortunate hit by pitch for Gastelum, because if somehow Mercado avoids that, that's going to be to the backstop. So here's Houck, who has had a rough game, 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts, plus the throwing error. He can make up for all of it with the go-ahead hit here in the seventh inning. And he takes this backup slider for strike one.
Well, the Mets had this same opportunity last time with the bases loaded and Houck at the plate.
Swing and a miss on a changeup, and now it's nothing and two. The Cardinals have made a real mess of the last two innings. But if they could get out of it tied, it would almost feel like a win for them. Work to do for Houck. Gastelum's 0-2 pitch and slider away. Good take.
That's a really good take. That pitch not far off the plate. One that a lot of hitters probably would have gone at.
I think Gastelum might go back to the same spot. 0-2, he gets the strikeout. Four strikeout day for Houck in seven innings. Well, what to make of that inning? The Mets tie the game, but second and third, no outs. They do not go ahead. Feels like a missed opportunity for a second straight inning. But we're back to square one, 2-2 through seven. one of the shame that it's a real shame, I should say, that the Mets didn't score a run, because that would have lined up Christopher Gomez for a win, and he really deserves one for how he pitched in relief behind Sal Garcia. Unfortunately, the Mets did not take the lead, so Christopher will not be eligible for a win. We have a new pitch on the mound. This is Wilson Lopez, the hard-throwing righty from Columbia country, not the state of city of South Carolina. Christopher Gomez, 3 1/3 innings, one hit, a single, shutout ball, a walk and two strikeouts. Faced 12 batters. He retired 10.
Gomez was fantastic. And a really, really nice job to come into this game and shut down Palm Beach.
If the Mets do win this game, he'll have a large hand in it. Feels like it's a toss-up right now. Feels like the Cardinals have gotten away with a lot the last two innings. But if they continue playing like they have the last two innings, it's only a matter of time before the Mets do score and take the lead. 3-0 pitch comes inside. And that is a four-pitch walk in a tie game late. I'm always worried about that with these relievers. Young guys who throw extremely hard and erratic. Let's see if Lopez can straighten it out or a disaster befalls, and that's his 17th walk in 12 and two-thirds innings.
And the Mets are still with plenty of opportunities, but this would be a tough pill to swallow right now. They've had the bases loaded twice in the last two innings.
Time called late, pitch clock violation on Lopez. So he's charged with five balls this inning with throwing four pitches. Chase Davis 0 for 3. And there's a fastball for a strike. Took a little bit off. He can throw 98-99. That one at 94 to get over. Pitch is outside. And Cordova on first base looks like he's eager to run. He's been starting and stopping. Three balls and a strike.
Yeah, Lopez having a little bit of trouble locating the zone. Only one strike since he's come into the game. Has to slow things down here. Do not want to give Palm Beach the golden opportunity with two runners on and nobody out.
Tries a slider and gets over for strike two. That's a full count.
That's a good pitch. Gets one on the inside part of the plate. Almost near that bottom right corner. And more importantly, gets it over for a strike.
Now Cordova's running. Pitch is popped up foul. Thought he might. 3-2's a good time to do it. Be brave to sit down in those seats today, or at least very heat tolerant. Another 3-2 pitch have to be delivered. Cordova running again. Pitch is grounded back to Lopez. He'll throw to first after a look to second. Had no play with Cordova going on the pitch, but a good job by Lopez to come back from a 3-1 count and get the out on the ground. Runner on second base, one out's a lot better for the Mets than first and second no outs. That slider, all right, he seems to have found that slider to his liking when it comes to getting a pitch over the plate for a strike. Now Kretschmar 0 for 2 with the walk. There's the slider, it's yanked foul.
For St. Lucie, defensive substitution, 13 Perozzo at first base. 13 Perozzo at first base.
Just been given word that Vincent Perozzo was at first base this inning. Well, Mercado, his first game in a couple of weeks. Goes seven. And also, hit by a couple of pitches there like a painful leg shot. Perozzo's in, Mercado's out, straight change. That's the only one in the inning besides the pitcher. 0-1 pitch to Kretschmar, and he swings and misses at the fastball.
And all of a sudden, Lopez comes back, gets ahead here of Kretschmar, 0-2. And a big opportunity here to pick up a much-needed strikeout.
O-2 pitch, and another slider, this one fouled away. Well, it's so hot down there at the field level that our cameras next to the dugouts overheating, so we've had to take those down. So there'll be a couple less camera angles for you. But we do this because once they go, that's it for the season. So we cannot afford to do that with many, many home games left. Much to Jake's happiness. Many home games left. 0-2 pitch coming to Kretschmar. Lopez throws. Oh, this one outside. A pass ball. As Hernandez can't wrangle it. And that stings because now Cordova's at third base with one out. I'm not necessarily going to take a hit to get him home.
You know, one that was in Hernandez's glove as well, and then just kind of popped right out.
Yeah, it almost looked like he closed it before the ball was in there. Let's see if that comes back to bite the Mets or not. Infield is now in. Kretschmar choking up on the bat. Sails one foul right by Cordova.
Adam, I know you enjoy some of the more defensive games or pitcher's duel, but since you came back and taken over play-by-play, we slowed down a little bit again.
This does not thrill me with the heat. I like a nice, tidy, crisp game. 1-2 on Kretschmar. Lopez. It's a big bouncing ball. Villavicencio's got to go to first. Runs in. Cardinals back on top. Cordova slides in head first. Because of the big bounce, Kevin had to go to first base. A throw home was not going to be in time. Gets the guaranteed out. He looks, he wanted to. And he 100% made the right play.
No question about it. That more than likely would have been a run home and a safe runner on first base with just one out, and especially with the way things have been going for Palm Beach defensively. You know you're probably going to have a good shot at scoring a couple more runs, so take the out, you give up the one run.
Well, it was a four-pitch walk to start the inning. Pass ball moved him to third, and the ground out scores, and that's not quite as painful as the go-ahead run last night. And the inning should have been over on a caught stealing, and it got away for the winning run, but that's still a painful, painful way to cough up the tie. But it's 3-2, two outs, and now it's a 2-1 count on Encarnacion. So you look at the last two half innings, the Mets, runner on third, one out. A.J. Ewing hits a ground ball to second, out at home. This inning, runner at third, one out, ground ball to second, run scores. Just the way the breaks go, A.J.'s ground ball hit hard on the, you know, close to the turf. And Kretschmar is a big bouncer. Not all ground balls are equal. A line drive, that's going to land just foul. This really is looking a lot like yesterday, where the Mets fell behind by multiple runs, came back, tied it up, little help from Palm Beach given. But the Mets unable to take the lead at any point last night, unable to take the lead. Great chance in the seventh today, and then right away Palm Beach has an answer with more help from the Mets as this ball comes in at 97 and grazes Encarnacion, who will take his base.
Well, this has kind of been the theme for the Mets over the last couple of weeks, where they've had a lot of opportunities, games they feel like that they maybe should have won, but whether it's errors or missed opportunities offensively, just have not been able to finish games out.
trying to keep it a one-run deficit. Still six outs to play with. As Lopez gets the slider inside. And Palm Beach really struggling on the mound the sixth and the seventh innings. Let's see if the Mets can make it three in a row. Another slider. It's been the best pitch this inning. I know Wilson Lopez loves his hard fastball 97 to 99, but that pitch has not worked out for him nearly as well as the slide piece here in the eighth inning. Another slider, and this one fouled off of Hernandez. Ouch.
And these can be really tough innings, not only giving up the leading run, but you're out there so long in the hot sun. And then you come back out offensively, and you're already drained.
Good news is tomorrow back to 6:10, so once this one ends, you got the rest of the afternoon, all night, most of the day tomorrow. We have a balk called. We do. Encarnacion's going to head up to second. We have him at the plate at the two-strike count. Plunk him and then balk him up into scoring position. And still ahead of Friedrich, nothing in two. Fastball tails away.
Well, hopefully the Mets can come through here and get Friedrich out, but again, this goes back to the little things that the Mets have not been able to do well.
This is a long inning. Here's the 26th pitch of it. And it's a tapper over the mound, out to Houck, throws to first, inning over. Cardinals take advantage of a leadoff walk and a pass ball, score the go-ahead run on a ground out.
One run that inning
for. We will head to the home eighth. Palm Beach back on top. It's 3-2. Luis Castellan, mild surprise, back out there for the eighth inning. Only came in the seventh with the 2-0 lead. He takes over, comes in the eighth with the one-run lead. He faced everybody but this man, Cuevas, last inning. 27 pitches. Took Wilson Lopez 27 pitches, so back-to-back half innings with 27 pitches. I'll take the blame for that one, Jake, since coming back. We were coasting along nicely, and I was in the air conditioning, enjoying myself in the broadcast.
It's all your fault.
Stalled out here. Cuevas 0-for-3, three strikeouts. Tough day for he and Houck with seven strikeouts combined and seven at-bats. 1-2, good breaking ball. Castellum, well, it didn't start very well for him. Not his fault. Friedrich made an error on an easy ground ball, but he balked in the run, hit a batter, a couple of hits. Changeup fades away. Also a walk that inning. Cuevas serves the ball into center field, dropping in for a base hit. That's a start, tying runners aboard. Cuevas shaking off that 0-for-3, three strikeout start.
That's exactly what you need right there. Cuevas breaking that strikeout streak, and the Mets who have had opportunities the last couple innings get an early base runner here.
That's three hits through the first six innings against Davila. They have three hits in the last two innings against Gastelum. That's out hitting the Cardinals 6-4. DeVicencio grounds one to short. Encarnacion whips to Espinoza, throws to first. Not nearly in time, but that was a close play at second. Encarnacion with a dangerous throw and a great stop by Espinoza. Force out Cuevas. This one nearly got away. Not a great balance by Espinoza at second.
Hey, that could have been a lot worse for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Could have had two runners on with nobody out, but able to get the lead runner.
Espinoza misses that ball. That's in the right field. Oh, Villavicencio is going to steal easy. Just didn't even really think about him over there at first base. He got a great jump. Throw was not even worth it. He's gone now.
Well, that's one nice way to make up for the fielder's choice and the lead runner being out. Steal second, get right back into scoring position.
Kevin's 12th stolen base of the season. He's trying to steal third. Swing and a miss. And he does steal third.
Stolen base.
Oh, Lorenzo just lost it on the transfer, trying to make the throw. And how about Villavicencio? Went out here on the base paths.
Looks gassed, but it's worked. You know, even if Loaiza is able to get a throw off, he had third base stolen. A two-strike count on Fanyas, who strikes out swinging. Throw's going to have to go down to first. Villavicencio's trying to come home. Here's the throw by Friedrich. The tag. He's safe. What an experience by Kevin Villavicencio on the bases this inning. He takes home on the throw to first on the strikeout and ties this game at three.
Wow, how about that? Villavicencio putting on a clinic on the base pass. Really took advantage of Palm Beach, who was taking things slow after the strikeout. Took off. The throw was nearly there, but a nice slide. And the Mets have tied this game.
You know, the amazing thing is that the Cardinals sensed it and couldn't stop it. You saw Loaiza check back to third. He didn't just blindly lob a ball to first. He threw it hard to first. And Friedrich threw it hard right back home. But Villavicencio, maybe not gassed after stealing second and third. Oh, speed changes everything. What a sequence.
Well, he's got to be gassed now in the dugout, right? I mean, he just ran three bases in a row. Moving very quickly, but very well done by Villavicencio.
Swing and a miss, and the inning is over. This will forever be remembered as the Kevin Villavicencio crazy legs inning. He steals, reaches on a fielder's choice, steals second, steals third, comes home on the strikeout throw to first base. We're back to a tie game. It's 3-3, ninth inning upon us. Kevin Villavicencio putting the team on his back in the bottom of the eighth inning, creating his own offense to tie this game. And now we're in the ninth with Ovias as the new pitcher. Braden Joubert, Alejandro Loaiza, and Lisandro Espinosa, the bottom of the order to bat for the Cardinals. And a new delivery by Ovias since coming back from the development list. And that rearing back straight over the top, almost Calvin Ziegler-like delivery. He's been improved since returning. Pitch misses up high. Jovero walk, a double, and a ground out today. Fastball missed up. Two balls and a strike. Regrettable runs here in the last two innings for each side. And the dust settled. It's a 3-3 game. A pop-up into left field falling towards Fanyas. Makes the catch. Wynn would not take that one. Wilson Lopez went one inning, no hits, one run, unearned, a walk, no strikeouts. 27 pitches, 16 strikes. Now Loaiza, who's 1-for-3 with two pop-outs to the pitcher and a single. Mets in the ninth will have Barrow, Hernandez, and Ewing. And what an opportunity as this pitch is swung on and missed with Barrow to lead it off and try to get on as perhaps the winning run if Ovias can keep the Cardinals off the board here in the top half of the ninth. Did he go too far? No.
And the most important thing right now for the Mets, just get to the next inning with this game still tied. And Palm Beach has continued to give them opportunities.
Ground ball deep to Barrow. Sets, throws to first, a strike. Boston's had a great day at the hot corner.
He's been making plays offensively, and he's making plays defensively as well. Beautiful throw across the diamond. Gets it there in plenty of time. Now one out away from having an opportunity to walk this off.
It'll be Espinosa. Be wary of the bunt. I know there's two outs, nobody on, but still would not put that by him. He's 1-for-3 with that bunt hit way back in the third. And he'll take this strike right at the knees. Barrow, Hernandez, and Ewing. Top of the order in the bottom of the ninth. And then Perozzo filling in for Mercado. And be fourth. Curveball. Strike. Pretty pitch. Looks like the mechanics are in sync right now for Ovias, who has a chance to get out of this inning in under 10 pitches. This is the eighth of the inning. Two. Struck him out. Throw is going to go down to first. That's complete. Inning over. And that's going to set the Mets up with an opportunity to walk it off on camp day. Angel Cuenca is the new pitcher for Palm Beach in the ninth, trying to get this game to the 10th. Had a cup of coffee in High A Peoria this year, but has spent the bulk of it in Palm Beach, 2-1 with the 3.71 ERA and 20 relief appearances. Boston Barrow going for his second four-hit game in his last three. Four hits on Sunday, three hits today, plus a walk. Representing the winning run, he takes a strike. He's got three home runs this season.
Well, how about this? The bounce back from Boston, who came into this game 0-for-4 yesterday.
Just shook that right off. And three-hit game today, so seven in his last three contests. Trying to set the table for Hernandez and Ewing. Cuenca the 2-0, and Barrow will pop it up into center. Cordoba puts it away for the first time this afternoon. Barrow is kept off the base paths. Ronald Hernandez next, 0-for-3. With the walk, and now 0-for-7 in the series.
It feels like Hernandez is due for one. Guy who's not normally one that doesn't pick up a hit in a game. Has had a lot of multi-hit games this season.
We'll look at strike one at 94. Walk-offs this year, Mets have two here at Clover Park. They've been on the wrong end of 10 on the road. Hernandez strokes this ball to deep center field. Cordoba has room and has the catch. Now the wind is blowing out that direction, but more so to left. Hernandez, you know, he puts that one down the left field line. We're probably going home. A couple of flyouts. Mets would like to end this in regulation because extra innings has not been their friend. 0-5 in their last five extra inning games. Their one win on opening night. Now it's A.J. Ewing who's 0-for-4. Cuenca's first pitch is hit to center, and Cordoba, ranging back, gets twisted, finds it, and puts it away. He caught all three balls in the inning. Just like that. A drama-free bottom of the ninth. That will send us two extras. Free baseball on Camp Day at Clover Park.
New pitcher alert for the Mets in the 10th. It's the lefty, Jeremy Peguero. So Lionel Elias, a breezy ninth. Not going to pitch the 10th. Not a little surprise, but you have Peguero, who's a fresh arm, has a pitch since Friday, and he gets
a lefty in Page, and then two batters later, a lefty in Davis. Espinoza, the last out of the ninth, is the free runner at second. A.J. Ewing's going to be the Mets' free runner, so that's a push, both with decent speed. And the difference right now is that in the top half of this tenth, it's going to be the top of the lineup for Palm Beach, and it's going to be the middle of the lineup for the Mets in the bottom half. And here we go in the top half of the tenth. Free baseball at Clover Park. And this pitch comes inside and misses Page. It's a wild pitch, and immediately Espinoza down to third. And the Cardinals are looking strong to take the lead. Yeah. Somehow that missed Page.
Certainly not what you want there. You start off with a runner on third and nobody out. Makes it much easier for Palm Beach to get that leading run in.
Mets in extra innings this year, 1-5, including 1-2 here at Clover Park. Their one win on April 5th, 10th inning against the Daytona Tortugas. Five straight extra inning losses as this pitch comes inside. The most recent extra inning game Friday, a 10th inning loss to the Jupiter Hammerheads. Mets had a lead in the ninth inning, but Guerrero could not hold it after he pitched a beautiful eighth. That pitch misses up for ball three, so you have Baguero, who they wanted to face a lefty to get an easy out that doesn't allow a run in, or maybe even a run over, and he's in danger of throwing a wild pitch to move a runner over and walking the lefty anyways. Ball four. Oh, strike one. Laying the ABS there. Now, pitching in an extra inning game is tough on any reliever. Get that runner on second base. Nothing you can do about that. 3-1 pitch. Now it's ball four. That looked better than the previous one. But nothing is worse than pitching the bottom of an inning when your team did not score in the top half. There's the Mets. I found that out the difficult way, but being the home team today, Mets are hoping to put Cuenca in that position. They'll have a lot of work to do here. Runners at the corners, no outs.
The good news that you want to avoid the walk at all costs, but it does set up a potential double play opportunity for the Mets.
And the Mets are going to play for that double play with Cordoba at the plate, who's already hit into one earlier in this game in the first inning. As Baguero is now all over the place. Five balls, one strike. And I think the Mets play this way because at this stage you basically have to accept that that run is going to score and that you're going to get an opportunity in the bottom half anyways to match that. Swing and a miss. Look, if Baguero can get a strikeout, somehow keep that runner from scoring, that's a bonus at this point. The key has to be to try to keep that runner from first, Page, from scoring.
And do not want to go down into the bottom of the 10th, down two.
Which is outside.
As it goes from where you have that runner on second, a free runner, that's easier to get in already in scoring position versus where you basically have to start from scratch. Runner from home has to go all the way around in order to tie up the game if you let up two.
Two-one pitch misses high, 3-1. I would like to see, I don't know if there's a study out there. Jake, you can look into this tomorrow, but since they created these extra inning rules with the free runner on second, what is the win percentage of the visiting team when they score twice in the top of the 10th?
I'd have to imagine it's pretty high. Would be my guess.
And what's the winning percentage for the home team when they keep the visiting team off the board completely in the top of the 10th? Ball is yanked foul, and that's going to run the count full. That would also, to me, seem to be high.
Well, how many times do you see teams immediately go with the bunt to get a runner over to third, take the sacrifice, because they know that first run?
Rarely.
So important.
Rarely see that for the visiting team. Now, the home team, even that, not as much as you think. bunting is a lost art in baseball. I think if they had these rules back in like the 80s, 90s, then you'd see a ton of bunting, but not in the year of our Lord 2024. 3-2 pitch, and it's a pop-up on the infield. Barrow calling for it. There's an important out number one. That does not bring home Espinoza from third. And Cordoba is retired, and I wonder now if the Mets will change course defensively now that out number one is in the books. Of course, a double play would get them out of the inning. Yeah, they're going to play for that double play again with Chase Davis at the plate.
Yet the pop-out did not advance any runner, and as you mentioned, the double play ends the inning.
Oh, a check swing. Paguero's going to go to second. The throw is dropped by Houck. He dropped the ball, and the run scores. They had a great chance at a double play, and Houck could not get rid of it. Force out a page at second. But it is now 4-3 Cardinals. Oh, they're saying everybody's safe. Well, that's Houck lost it on the exchange, it looked like. Here comes Yuki to argue with Josh Runge.
Well, either way you slice it, unfortunate for the Mets right now, yeah. After the run does come home when they had a chance for a double play to end the inning.
I thought it was pretty clear he had the out at second and then dropped it on the exchange. We're going to get another look here. So Paguero had a little bit of trouble at first. Look, yeah, that's an out. That's an out. Unless they're saying, oh, he's saying it came out. Yeah, he's out. They've overturned the call. And here comes Willie Martin to argue it from the Palm Beach side. So fielder's choice, 1-6. Houck dropped it on the exchange. That was clear from replay. Clear. The only thing I was thinking is, well, did they say he was off the base? But the signal from the umpire was clearly not that. So they overturn it. They get it right. So Page is out. Chase Davis is on first with his RBI fielder's choice. A near miss and an almost chance for a double play. So Kretschmar at the dish, the slider for ball one. Two things there. One, Houck felt he had to rush it, and he did. That would have been bang-bang at first. But two, Paguero, a slight double clutch there going to second base. And I think if he gets that off immediately, that gives Houck a better chance. So just, just razor-thin hair, too slow. Two zero pitch to Kretschmar, misses inside. Now, all this being said, the Mets have done well to get two outs and allow just the free runner in. At this stage, you do not, though, want to let Davis score all the way from first base. And Kretschmar is going to take a four-pitch walk. I know some air's out of the balloon for Paguero after he thought he got the double play ball. And he's got to ramp back up here and keep this a one-run deficit.
Yeah, definitely really important, as we talked about before. Right now, you're a base hit away from tying this game if you can get this last out.
And I think Yuki senses this, and he's going to run out. It's usually the pitching coach that has a visit, but this is manager time to try to settle this down, and this game's right in the balance right here. Mets get out of this inning. They're going to get the tying run at second base, no outs. But if you give up a run here, then you don't say it's over, but it becomes a very tall mountain to climb.
Well, the campers got treated to some free baseball, some exciting moments coming down in the last few innings.
First and second for Aniello Encarnacion. He is 0-2, reached two straight times on a walk and hit by a pitch. Paguero throws one that's hooked foul. Encarnacion too quick. And the thing we did not mention is that Paguero had the matchup he wanted. The lefty Kretschmar. And now he's got to face a righty. Swing and a miss. Good slider. And it's nothing in two. It's going to be Perozo, Houck, and Cuevas for the Mets in the bottom of the 10th with Ewing on second base to start. O-2, outside with the changeup.
Not a bad idea to get a pitch out of the zone, especially when you're ahead 0-2. That one a little bit too far outside with the changeup. Want to drop that below the zone.
That's a swinging and a miss, and that's going to be an advance as Hernandez can't make the catch. Oh, a strikeout for Encarnacion, but he advances. It's going to be a pass ball, and that's going to load the bases. Two pass balls in the last three innings for Hernandez. We've had a bad wild pitch this inning, and that should have ended the inning. Now anything can happen.
Base hit can score two runs, so really want to try and get this out and save the mistake.
That's not an error, but that's an extra out the Mets have to get. They've gotten three outs in this inning. They need four. And a pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout. But the pass ball keeps the inning going for Friedrich, who's 0-for-4, two strikeouts, and a bad error. Well, he's not had a good game. Here's a wild pitch. Nope, it hit him, and that's the second run. And this has turned into a brutal inning. Davis is going to score. He was at first base with two outs, and the Mets cannot keep him off the plate. 5-3. A walk, a pass ball, and a strikeout, and now another wild pitch. The sloppy baseball. And that's going to do it for Peguero. New pitcher coming in. We'll take a break. Palm Beach broke the tie in the top of the eighth inning with a run. They did not get hit that inning. They have broken the tie in this 10th inning. They do not have a hit again. This is just the Mets just making mistake after mistake. Can't turn a double play. Walking batters, two wild pitches. Pass ball on strike three that would have ended the inning. Just can't have it, but here we are. Now Friedrich on base at the hit by pitch to force in that run. And now it's Jobert. This is Juan Arnaud trying to finish the inning and give the Mets at least a shot in the bottom of the 10th. Arnaud steps off.
Now, we said in the pregame show, Adam, the big key to the game for the Mets was to limit the errors. And technically, they've done that with only one error officially, but you go back to those pass balls, the wild pitches, the hit by pitches, the walks. Those are all the little mistakes, again, adding up. that have affected the Mets and come back to haunt them.
Both runs in this inning are unearned, and any subsequent runs will also be unearned. Jobert flies this into right center. Ewing on the run. Dives! He makes the catch and saves the game for now. If that's down, you can write it off, but Ewing at least gives the Mets hope. A great diving catch in the right center gap, robbing Jobert of probably a base-clearing hit. Two runs are in. The Mets will have the tying run at the plate when we come back. New pitcher for Palm Beach in the 10th. Angel Cuenca, a 1-2-3 6-pitch ninth. Not going to pitch the 10th. It's Zach Showalter, one of the best relievers in the league. We have Vincent Perozzo at the plate as the tying run. Ewing on second base as the free runner, which the Mets were so close to having as the tying run before it unraveled after a strike three pass ball and a bases loaded hit by pitch. Just gut punch sequence there after a near double play would have ended the inning with nothing. The extra innings have not been friendly to the St. Lucie Mets since game one of the year. Perozzo, this is his first at-bat. Remember, he subbed in for Starlin Mercado defensively in the eighth. Mercado reached bases last three times on an error and two hit-by-pitches. Perozzo, one home run this season. He's in a 1-2 count. Breaking ball, and this is skied on the infield. Actually going to trace back into the grass and finally put away by Espinoza. That was up there a long time.
Well, that's basically the one type out you don't want to have where it does not advance the runner. Of course, the Mets do need an extra run in this game.
So it's Houck, 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts. Getting a pit that bad as this game has gone to the 10th. First pitch slider, he tried to tie it on one swing. We saw basically 2-3 swings there in the top of the ninth trying to end the game with one swing. Did not work out. 0-1 slider backs up but goes low. Went too far. Three breaking balls.
I have to lay off those low pitches. Houck's been chasing at a lot of them in this game.
One, two. Fastball in there for strike three. fifth strikeout suffered by Houck today. I don't think he was ready for the fastball of all things. So two up, two down for Showalter, and that will bring it to Cuevas. I said it last night, and I'm going to say it again until he does. It feels like he is so overdue for a home run. This guy's got pop. It's not of a home run yet. It's had a really good July. One for four today. He singled his last time up, and he cuts on one late. A foul strike one. And Showalter coming in here and just pumping in strikes. Seven out of nine.
If the broadcaster's jinx has taught me anything, I'm going to say Cuevas is not due for a home run.
Okay. 0-1 pitch. That curveball bends around the zone.
Just trying to do my part, Adam.
One pitch. Let's that pass. If he gets on, you'd have the winning run to the plate.
So far, nice job by Cuevas being selective with his pitches and not swinging anything outside the zone.
Pops one up into left field. Mets have to hope this gets down out of play. Kretschmar will leap, and it scrapes off the net. The wind helping Cuevas there push that ball up. Seemed like it was going to be in fair territory.
Kretschmar certainly made the effort, and Cuevas had the right idea. Get that ball up into left field. That one just a little bit too far up.
Mets are now down to their last strike. Well, by one run yesterday, down by two in the 10th today. In a hard-fought series as Cuevas will use his timeout. It's a series so far that comes down each game to just a handful of plays. 2-2 pitch, and he yanks it foul. Somehow makes contact with that. And we will pause while that ball is collecting. Might be a little bit. Somebody from the Palm Beach side heads on down.
All right, get your exercise in.
Guy's wearing a...
Does he have a...
pullover, a hoodie?
Hoodie on? That's... I couldn't do that.
Saw one camp counselor today in a hoodie with jeans.
It's a bold strategy.
It is. 2-2 again. And Cuevas takes low. Changeup misses, and it's a full count.
I give credit to Cuevas. He's fought in this count. Has himself in a 3-2 count now. A chance to try and get on base.
3-2 pitch, he will get on base. So the tying run is aboard, and the winning run is coming up. And Showalter was throwing a lot of strikes, but then Cuevas, after he fell behind 0-1, watched a couple go by, fouled off one, and now heads down to first. So Via Vicencio, who me and official score Bill thought hit a home run on Saturday in Jupiter, still might have. We think it hit off a container. Out beyond the left field wall and came back in. He's at the plate. Credited with the triple on the play. They're initially calling it a home run. He does have one this year. Showalter's pitch, a knee-high strike at 92. Showalter tied with Henry Gomez on this Palm Beach team with seven saves. Gomez had his seventh last night. Showalter trying to one-up him with eight. Good fastball, thigh high, outer half, and it's a 1-2 count. The Mets down to their final strike again. Cuevas was able to stave it off. How about Via Vicencio? One of the reasons we're here in extras. Double steal, and it's strike three, right down the middle. Tough pitch to take with two strikes in the game in the balance, but Via Vicencio down looking, and it's over. Palm Beach outlasts the Mets in 10 innings by a score of 5-3. Final three runs by the Cardinals score today. They're running the eighth, and they're two in the 10th. come without a hit in either inning. Mets just unable to make those plays to keep them off the board. For the Mets, it's a seventh loss in the last eight games, a five-game losing streak overall. Palm Beach has won both games in this series by a combined three runs. Winning pitcher, Angel Cuenca. Losing pitcher, Jeremy Peguero. Zach Showalter just earned his team-high eighth save. So the Cardinals form the happy high-five line for the second time in 2 days here at Clover Park. Teams still have 10 games against each other here at Clover Park through the rest of the season. Mets will drop to 8-18 in the second half, 30-62 overall. Palm Beach will at least maintain its first-place lead by half a game over Daytona. 16-8, the second-half record for the Cardinals, 53-37 overall through 90 games. Take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Cardinals' 5-3 10-inning win over the Mets.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from High Top the Action, fourth floor broadcasting booth at Clover Park. A lot of campers still in attendance. As you see, it turned out to be a bright sunny day. Did not battle any weather issues. Hopefully that's the case going forward. At least that got that going for us. Mets lose this game 5-3. Six straight extra inning games lost now for St. Lucie. Let's roll through the highlights. I'm told this is a long highlight package, so bear with us. Now, Sal Garcia had a lot of long battles, and he won most of them. But this one, maybe a wind-aided double early in the game, triple by Trey Page. This came after a bunt single by Espinoza, made it 1-0. And again, the wind whipping out to left field. Fanias nearly caught that on a windless day. It's an easy catch. And Chase Davis is going to bounce this one to first. Mercado does all he can, get the out, but run scores, and it's 2-0 Palm Beach. Those are the only two runs given up by Sal Garcia over his 3 2/3 inning. Christopher Gomez was excellent, as was Boston Barrow at the hot corner defensively. Gomez 3 1/3 innings, one hit, no runs, one walk. Only two base runners of the 12 batters he faced as he blows away Friedrich there. But Jose Davila, let's not forget about him. Six innings of shutout ball, three hits, two walks, 11 strikeouts. But the Mets in the seventh inning against Gastelum would get on the board. They would score two times in this inning to tie the game at two. There you see Fanias with the hit, Hernandez at the plate. Gastelum does a little rock away, then steps off. They hit him up with the balk. That ties the game at two, sends the go-ahead run to third with no outs. But the Mets would not score as Ewing hits this ground ball hard, but right to the drawn-in defense of Espinoza. Quick reaction, good throw to the plate. Out there, that's the first out of the second out of the inning. Mets, again, come up empty. Great chance to take the lead. Meanwhile, a similar play for the Cardinals, but they get a better bounce on their ground ball to second with the runner at third. That scores to tie the game. Kevin Villavicencio, after reaching on a fielder's choice, stole second. He stole third. And then this is awesome. Strike three. Ball hits the ground. Catcher Loaiza throws to first. Throw back home. Vivasencio sprinted home on the throw to first on the strikeout. Scores to tie the game at three. But unfortunately for the Mets, they get this double play right here, which they had a real shot at. They could get out of the inning in the 10th with no runs scored. Instead, a run scored on that fielder's choice. Then we have a wild pitch. Here comes a second run, which you didn't see as there was a pass ball that was on strike three that should have ended the inning. Instead, Friedrich gets hit a couple of pitches later. And it was a two-run game. A.J. Ewing, for the moment, gave the Mets hope by this sprawling, diving catch in right center. That would have cleared the bases. Instead of a five-run lead, it's a two-run lead. But Showalter, as you see there, just too good there in the end. He pitched a scoreless, hitless inning with two strikeouts to finish it off. So, Jake, we wanted to see better defense from the Mets today. And the error on the very first play of the game was erased on a double play. That was good, and the Mets did not make an error the rest of the way. But one thing we really didn't talk about is just the overall cleanliness of the game. And as you saw there, there was a balk in there. There was a couple of pass balls, the walks there in the end, the wild pitches. And like I said before the break, Palm Beach scoring the last three of its five runs without the benefit of a hit. It's tough to win that way.
Absolutely. You kind of go back, we change it maybe from errors to just the little things that have all built up for the Mets over these last couple of games where they're games that the Mets could have very easily won or at least, you know, been really close right towards the end, or at least had the opportunity, I should say, and they haven't been able to do that because those little mistakes that can snowball on you and really pile up, really tough to get a win after all what happened in the last inning. And listen, there's a lot of bright spots for this team. The pitching staff has had some great innings. You look at what the Mets were able to do today, keeping Palm Beach down low. Just overall, it's been a very good job by them, but the little things hurting.
Yeah, Cardinals only four hits today. So you hold the team to four hits in your home ballpark through 10 innings. Of course, add the extra inning there. It's a game you should win. Mets have lost all five since the All-Star break. They'll tell you if they had played the cleaner games, they'd be 4-1 right now, and who knows, maybe in the thick of the playoff hunt, but unfortunately dropping now to 9 games behind first place Palm Beach. But life goes on. Series will go on tomorrow. Back to our normal 6:10 start time. Hopefully the weather will hold up. It did yesterday. It did today. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock on Valley Live tomorrow for Game 3 of this 6-game set against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Cardinals 5, Mets 3 in 10 innings. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.